Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience on Mile High Sports Radio. We're taking you till 10 o'clock when we'll be followed by the homegrown sports bros. Are they actually coming in tonight, Chi-Chi? Do you know?
I believe so.
Awesome. Of course, as always, if you've missed any part of tonight's show or any of our other shows, you can go to audioboom.com. Check out our podcast there. Just type in the Darren Copeland Experience. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee you. Or stream us on your phone at the Mile High Sports Radio app or on your computer at www.milehighsportsradio.com.
Whew. Practice games are terrible, man.
I love them.
12-8?
I know. It's fantastic.
Oh, terrible.
It's football. Football in any form at this point. I am digging. And I saw Jay Cutler, and he made his debut earlier this evening with Miami.
Yes, and I'm sure he looked great.
He looked like Jay Cutler. I mean, Jay Cutler always looked pretty good. He always was a decent quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He always looks good in the uniform.
He didn't throw any interceptions. He had a couple of drives.
Not yet.
Threw a touchdown.
Not yet.
I'm sure every quarterback throws interceptions.
Especially Jay Cutler.
Actually, when he was with Gase, he had his lowest interception to touchdown ratio of his career. And he knows this system. I think he'll be fine in Miami. The problem is Miami as a whole is not a great team.
They're a playoff team last year.
I know, but they lost some players.
They have some great wide receivers.
They do have some good wide receivers.
They got a really good running back.
They lost some offensive line. And A.J. Ajayi, I think, is only as good as his offensive line. I thought it was A.J. I don't think he's a naturally gifted runner like St. Adrian Peterson. I'm really curious to see what A.D. does in New Orleans. I think it'll be... It could be magnificent, or it could be bleh.
I feel the same way about Adrian Peterson, the same way I feel about Jamal Charles here. From what I heard about him practicing today, is he didn't look great.
Well, he's been very vocal about wanting to get on the field.
Well, he has two knee injuries.
I know.
On each knee.
He's been wanting to get on the field. They finally put him on the field this week.
He did not look great.
Well, maybe he's just got a little rust.
Maybe he's got four total knee injuries.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing.
He says he feels fine. And all you can do is take the player at his word. I would imagine that he is having some tentativeness cutting.
Yeah.
You know, finding the hole and hitting that open hole, just making a quick cut. But sometimes that's just a matter of doing it a few times until you get confident that your knee's not going to give out. So we'll see. He's going to play this Saturday, probably.
Yeah.
The coaches were pretty confident that he's going to play this Saturday. I'm curious to see him. Right now, he is in danger of not making the team based on everybody else that we have.
Yeah.
Steven Ridley has come in and really opened some eyes.
Henderson.
I was listening today and people I were listening to had a point. Henderson didn't play at a Division I school. Neither did Johnson, Ezekiel, the other guy we picked.
So one was from Coastal Carolina. Yes. That was Henderson.
Yes, and the other guy is from Holy Mount or something. Both FB.
Holy moly!
Both Division II schools.
I want to open a college called Holy Moly.
Of course you do.
And you could be we'd be the Holy Rollers.
Of course we would.
Holy Moly University, we're the Holy Rollers. Stand up,
guacamole.
Sit down, fight, fight, fight.
What do we teach?
Guacamole making.
Gambling. No, we teach marijuana business because it's in Colorado. And we go do the Takeo Loretto Heights and we turn it into marijuana U.
Holy moly, guacamole.
I'm surprised. Okay, now I get that. I'm surprised that hasn't already happened. I know that there was a couple that was trying to open up like years ago. You guys are way too proud of yourselves for that. Guacamole!
Holy moly, guacamole, we're the holy rollers. Hey! It's like the alma mater.
The alma mater. The alma mater. I'm surprised that hasn't already happened. I'm surprised there's not anybody out there that is actually open.
It'd be like ITT Tech.
Yeah.
No, there's a school for that.
There is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Humboldt University.
Humboldt? Yeah, that's, well, of course.
Is that here?
No, that's in California.
Well, then we should have one here.
Yeah.
I mean.
Holy roly guacamole.
As much as I know you're enjoying the name, I think it's a great idea. But holy moly, probably.
You could call it MIT, Marijuana Institute of Technology.
See, now Bam. that's actually very clever and makes sense. And people are like, where'd you go? I went to MIT in Colorado. Well, they just say MIT at first.
MIT Colorado. MITC. Or THC. I'm not sure what the words would be. The Holy Roller College. There it is, THC.
That's THRC.
Holy Roller's like hyphenated.
Oh, see, okay. It's just one long word.
Yes.
That's actually a really good idea. I wonder if there's a school around that teaches
the Herb
people.
College.
The Herb College. There you go. THC. It's a good idea. I don't know how you go about getting accredited for something like that.
Listen, if whatever the Naropa Institute, okay?
Yeah.
Which was literally.
What he said.
Yes.
Literally founded by hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's an accredited university. You can get a master's degree in David Ginsburg.
Yeah, I know. They've got weird, you know, but I'm guessing these hippies were probably degreed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but listen,
I don't know how you get, the thing is,
I would make it a legit university or a college.
Sure.
I mean,
you go to class, you learn how to grow. You learn how to grow.
You learn the different type of marijuana. You learn different types of strains, what they do. You know, you take business classes on how to market. You take distribution, all of this sort of thing. So it's like a business school.
Yeah. Based around the business.
The business of marijuana.
I wonder if there's a school, and there should be if there's not in Colorado, for brewing. Like microbrewing. There are so many microbrews here, and there's so many people who want to get into that business. But so many people, I've had some really bad beers, and I've had some amazing beers. And I feel like someone spends 2 or 3 years brewing stuff in their bathroom or their garage, and then they're like, oh, this stuff is really good. I'm gonna open a brew pub. And they're like, you should not have opened a brew pub because you're not good. But if they had been able to go and learn how to do this, as opposed to having to go get a part-time job or a low-paying job. Just
I mean, I was sitting here joking about that. Now I'm thinking like, hey, wait a second.
Most of your best ideas, you think you're joking. But they actually are really good ideas.
It's like the Beer and Weed Institute.
Beer in weed?
Beer and weed.
Okay.
Bead or weird. The Weird Institute. There it is. Perfect. Where did you go, Weird Institute?
The Weird Institute.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.